When Jesus Christ proclaimed the coming of the kingdom of God, he often urged his audiences to repent. Without repentance, we can't experience the forgiveness of sins we so desperately need, and we can't share in the joy of Christ's kingdom. But what does repentance from sin look like?
Repentance from sin and the Christian life can look like a number of things, and let's just cite three growing out of the scriptures. Sometimes, as in 1 John 1:9, where it says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's a very personal kind of thing. And repentance from sin can simply be a change of heart. It can be a change of how we think about sin, changing customary response patterns, for example, seeing things in a new way, God's way. And that's one-on-one. It can also be a situation in which we know that either because we've wronged someone else, or in fact we've done something where we need the help of someone else to pray for us, to strengthen and encourage us, stand with us. James 5:16 and 17 is a passage like that, where we confess our faults to one another and pray for each other so there's a healing that takes place. So it can be an individual thing with God, it can be with one another, and then sometimes there's occasions where a wrong that we've done requires a public act. David experienced that in Psalm 51, where he talked about having ultimately sinned against God, and yet he goes public with the fact of his sin and the fact of his repentance. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. So sometimes when it's of that magnitude, or the effects of our sin are devastating to peoples around us, those peoples need to know that God's worked in our lives and we've decided to follow Jesus.
The Bible shows repentance in some very visual ways. I love Hebrew. I've always loved the language because it's so pictorial. The word for repentance, the basic word, is shuv, which means to turn. And that's what it looks like basically. It's the choice to turn from sin. Now, of course, that turning is enabled by the gracious work of God. There's no way that anyone could turn from any sin without God enabling that turning. In Greek, the word for repentance is metanoia, which is a change of mind. And of course, the mind is not just the mental mind, it's a change of the whole orientation of one's life. 2 Corinthians speaks about having a godly sorrow. And I'm sure we have pictures of what that means, with tears and beating one's breast because we're in agony. And that may be sufficient at some points for repentance. But I think the much more deep conception than just my emotional repenting is a foundational turning of my being to say, Lord, I have run my life one way and it's gotten me nothing but hell. Hell in my life and hell maybe in the future. So I am turning toward you. I am turning all of my self-trust to trust you. I'm laying all of my goals, my dreams that I used to have for myself, I'm turning all those and pointing them all toward you, for you to clarify, for you to remove, for you to change in whatever way you'd like. When I think of Paul's repentance, if you will, on the road to Damascus, I think what happened there was he confronted Jesus and he realized that his life, religious, moral, good, was totally demonic at base. It was self-centered. And so when he met Jesus, he turned, his entire life turned, it pivoted, and he began to realize the lordship of Jesus was the only way that real life could flow into his life. Sometimes I think in the Western church, we have specific places where we say for ourselves, that's where you go to repent. You go to an altar or you look a certain way on your knees. And I'm not going to diminish that. That's important to have. But I think there's an ongoing repentance in a believer's life where through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, believers realize, I've got all kinds of idols in my life I didn't realize. And so, not out of fear, but out of love, I say, Lord, I repent of that. I no longer am going to go that way or treat another person that way. So it looks like typical response in daily life to a person you love. I want my life to please that person's heart or mind. And so I willingly repent, lovingly repent, day by day, because I love that one more than I love myself. So there can be godly sorrow in a graphic way. There can be turning of one's entire existence fundamentally to become a Christian. But there's also a daily repentance, which is the expression of love that I think we see throughout Scripture and I know throughout church history. I think that's why repentance is so important and sort of what it looks like in real life.